This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gary Haven, billionaire entrepreneur, filmmaker, patriots here. And of course, we've got one of the original survivalists, one of the original people of the modern wave of exposing the New World Order. That, of course, is Steve Quill of stevequill.com. We're carrying his true legends, The Unholy Sea, at InfoWarsStore.com. We're carrying Amerageddon exclusively right now. It's going to be in stores around the country next week. Was delayed, so I'm glad we have an extra week to be the exclusive purveyor of it. And you can also get a free bottle of colloidal silver when you get a second DVD of Amerageddon. Xenogenesis, the book, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, a long segment's coming up. You want to get into the threat of World War III. But I want to get back into the basic cosmology of the globalist. I've been on air 21 years. You've been on air 25 years. I never touch UFOs and stuff because, quite frankly, I can't prove it one way or the other. Congress admits FEMA camps. People won't even admit that's real. They won't even admit Hillary's got a health problem, so I don't go there. But I can really say, as a deep researcher of history and the globalists, when you mention the Nazis being into the occult, saying we're getting this information from spirits, Skull and Bones, all of this, Ted Turner, who wants to go punch God in the nose, you'll hear they're atheists on the news, and then you actually go read their real writings and statements. They believe they're getting knowledge from these good spirit guides of these angels. Well, the Bible says all of this and warns people, and now what the Bible said is happening. But the main churches just say, oh, rejoice, God's about to come back. Well, I thought we're supposed to oppose this evil. What do you say about that, Gary?
Steve's taught me a lot about this. There's no aliens, there's demons. And Steve has a great explanation. He's taught me about this, where these demons come from. And we know that fallen angels rebelled against God, came to this earth, and we know that they had sex with human women. And we know that the offspring were these entities that Steve will talk
about.
That's
in the Bible.
Yeah, it's all biblical.
And that's why the elites try to intermarry, is to keep that bloodline, right?
Absolutely.
Well, the idea is Satan knew that if he could contaminate the human DNA, he could prevent the coming of Jesus, because Jesus had to be of pure DNA. And a lot of the Bible, a lot of the really awful things that happened, the entire cities
is wiping out the bad guys,
was to cleanse the DNA so that Jesus, Satan could not prevent Jesus from coming. And I see what's interesting about this conversation right now is my goal, and I think, Alex, you've joined us in this, and Steve's been kind of doing both of this a long time, is to wake up the evangelical community, the very community.
So we just hit on it. That's what real power is.
Yeah. They have a passion, a commitment for truth. And it's interesting, the evangelicals have been behind the eight ball on this thing. So I was about to say,
even though they've not been really criticizing the globalists as of yet, they're starting to. There's pre-demonization of them in all these government manuals. They better just start exposing it now because they're already the target.
Absolutely. And you brought out the story on the clergy response teams. Okay. I call those guys a pastor that has joined that. I call them the Pied Pipers to Perdition. Okay. They're going to lead their flocks, literally being told that it's basically on a misunderstanding of Romans, into the FEMA camps. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the most perilous time in history. And it's got to just slap everybody in the face that now the headlines on Matt Drudge are exclusively dealing. It's getting more and more weird, Alex. So what Gary was talking about, the fallen angels, these entities, and I said Zachariah Sitchin,
nothing makes sense until you realize the elite are into this, whether it's real or not. They are manifesting it because humans are able to build whatever we envision, and the elite believe they're getting off-world technology and building it.
Well,
you can look around and see what they're building, a high-tech something.
And they're all getting ready to go underground because, the word zombie, and it applies to this, a zombie is something that appears to have life, but it's dead. It has a life force beyond the normal life force. It's why Hollywood pushed so many demons.
Stender, I want to ask you, because I mentioned this in the News Rights article saying I'm a liar. It's been in the Associated Press, you name it, that for the last 5 years they're training the Marines and Army to, quote, take out mass zombie attacks. which is a archetype of just humans in a mob mentality, act like zombies. So instead of saying, oh, we're training to mow down Americans, we train to fight zombies that don't exist. But then they do exist because, again, it's all basically a double meaning. Let's talk about that with Steve Quayle, Gary Haven, and the threat of World War III straight ahead.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to talk about the Methuselah gene. We're going to talk about a lot of really heavy things here. And here's my point. Whether you believe in this, whether I believe in this, the elites believe in it. And they have discovered cancerous cells that never die. They're called immortal cell lines. The first one was found here in the United States back in the 40s. And the cells are still alive today. And the military is training to, quote, take out mass zombie attacks. I'm talking Associated Press. I'm talking Business Insider. This news is 4 or 5 years old. Pentagon document lays out battle plan against zombies, 2014. Now, I was talking about it 2 years before it was even in the news. Because that's, again, how they say, we're not practicing to mow down citizens, it's just zombies for fun. But what they mean is masses of citizens during collapse of society, people act like zombies. But you take it even further than that, Steve Quayle, and then Gary Haven.
Well, zombies has a twofold meaning. The zombies are those who are left on the surface of the earth after all these calamities happen, and that's kind of the cover-all theme for anybody that's not one of the elite. But that's on the left hand. On the right hand are the zombie viruses. And Alex, I've literally interviewed a military, high-ranking military guy that went into great detail about the test zone in Iraq for the actual release of some form of a zombie virus and talked about a guy walking, multiple witnesses, with half his head gone, a hole in his chest, dragging his arm backwards and breathing out of lungs that are gross. Now, I'm sorry to be gross, but that's exactly what he
viruses said. That turn off the normal synapses of the body and let it go even further.
Right.
And isn't that associated with rabies viruses?
Right. And remember, we're in the age of rabies viruses, but we're in the age of the most it's a cornucopia of evil brewing in a
And they're just testing everything.
And everything. And by the way, the Human Genome Project was specifically designed and funded to find the, if you will, the demon blood strains of.
I was about to say, and in the new Superman movie, again, they admit all these big famous comic book writers that it's propaganda placement or predictive programming to get people ready for things. You've got the Doomsday character that cannot be killed,
right?
Because he's this mutagenic abomination.
Mutagenic abomination. There used to be a time when comic book carriers were, comic book characters were the good guys, Superman, Truth, what, Justice, and the American Wave, and the American Way. Now you got Superman fighting Batman, and so many superheroes, but what are they saying? The future belongs to genetically altered people or entities or robots versus to us. And
now they're saying robots are going to have rights. You aren't. They're totally,
yes,
admittedly preparing us. Gary Haven.
Yeah, you know, they call this predictive programming. You know, all the kids now are worshiping these comic heroes that have had genetic alterations. And of course, Steve writes about that. You know, I want to mention something about virus. When millions of us received the polio virus as children, we were contaminated with cancer cells.
It's admitted.
Yeah, and that is a fact that's easy to find. And so trusting the medical community to care about you without questioning them, believe me, they have not proven their trustworthiness to me.
And Gary, keep going. I just want to add, it's in the mainstream news today. Kids in the West and young people are the most depressed they've ever been. Women are the most depressed. But they say, I don't care. I want my video games. I want my iPhone. I want my TV. And they actually get defensive if you warn them that they've been programmed by it. Because to them, it's the real world.
That's so true. Alex, all the video games, all of virtual reality was designed to take thinking out of the realm of the next generation or the next two generations, because that's their world. They don't understand history. You've done the man.
It's a proto-matrix.
It is. And it gets worse than that, because they're divorcing them, and they will then believe a superhero coming on their iPhone or on their iPad or whatever going, hi, I'm superhero.
That's their new friend that they,
yes.
If real people won't be influencing them, it'll be their, well, they admit dating sites. Most of it's a fake bot.
Right, and it'll be basically a sympathetic demon saying, oh, I understand your problems.
They admit it's going to be an AI conscious algorithm that's a real thing, and then you bring into your house the little Amazon computer that you talk to that runs everything.
Absolutely. And remember this, any computer that runs anything is watching everything you're running, doing, thinking, feeling. And why is it the Defense Department was so concerned with all of their neural, their brain enhancement, their brain reading, the whole, if you will,
interface.
The interface. Thank you.
The brain has no firewall.
Right. And the idea is this, is that to control everything that their soldiers think. Look, they are doing away with veterans for one reason primarily, and that is because those men and women would give their life because they love this country.
They're not perfect, but they're the last free independent warriors.
Absolutely.
They're the final phase out of humanity. They're phasing out families, women, men, everything. Plants won't produce seeds that produce seeds anymore. It's the death of this planet's system that God created. We are seeing the extermination, the execution of the planet by the very people that claim to the guardians. Gary Haven.
Yeah, you know, we got to realize scripturally, Satan's hates people because we are made in his image. And it's all about destruction. He wants to destroy everything. And these global.
And even if Satan didn't exist, which we know he does, this is Satan. This is what the Bible says. This is it.
Yep. And joining the spiritual realm to the liberty movement is critical right now. And I'm so glad.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about fighting back.
You know,
that's what you're doing. You're taking this message directly to the.
Yeah, you know, I could be on a desert island somewhere enjoying myself. I've made all the money I need. So why am I bothering with this? Well, I'm bothering with it as if my life depended on it. My grandchildren, your family's lives depend on it. We have an enemy. You know, I love the line out of the movie that H.L.L. Y'all can always have trouble with that movie. You'll recognize it. The hero tells the king, the enemy is upon us. And the king says, I'm not prepared for open warfare. And he says, well, be prepared or not, the enemy's here.
That's right.
And you know, so we have to realize, I don't care how afraid you are, how busy you are.
People think if they just deny this, then it goes away. No, the only way to be safe is to fight it.
Absolutely.
Churchill said, I love what Churchill said. He says, an appeaser is someone who feeds the alligator hoping he's not going to eat him. And that's the world we live in right now. Guys, the alligator's coming for you.
Well, hoping the alligator eats you last.
Yeah.
You're just stalling.
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, we've been thrown to the alligators. We're thrown on, their goal is to throw us on the trash heap of history. Here's the thing, everyone. Throw out the word conspiracy. You can watch it in real time on network news. Everybody has teamed up against...
They're unified. They're lying. They've got fake polls. They're delisting him on Google. They're lying about us. They're saying, shut down Breitbart. Shut down Drudge. Shut down Jones. They're openly saying, shut us up. They've said on MSNBC and Salon, I should be arrested.
Well, look, here's the deal. In a kingdom of liars, telling the truth is the ultimate enemy. And what people have got to, here's what, they don't even have to wrap their heads around it now. They can see, I don't need to tell somebody who used to be middle class and now they can't even feed their families that the country's changed. Liars, liars, liars. And there's a wonderful passage in the New Testament that men will give heed to seducing spirits. They will give heed. That means they will be taken in by lying demons. And
then they believe the con more than reality.
Yeah, and by the way, lawlessness, that's called the mystery of iniquity in the New Testament. We are a lawless society. When the director of the FBI absolutely goes into a great, basically, soliloquy on, yes, she's guilty, but basically, I can't do anything about it. That's the
bottom. That's a declaration that evil has taken over.
Evil reigns. Evil reigns. And the only thing to hold back evil, obviously, is when good men do nothing. But more than that, the definition of conspiracy, Alex, no one can accuse anybody of that word because they'd have to admit that those who they listen to, mainstream news, that those people are doing is this. They're vilifying to destroy. And that's what's at stake.
I was about to say, and Gary and Steve, Gary Haven, speak to this, though, because you started getting into it earlier. You're going out, reaching out to evangelicals. You're going out, getting on these programs that reach hundreds of millions of people potentially. And that's great because that's an audience that has been absolutely on target with so many issues, but also in the dark about the fact that it's actually happening right now.
Yeah, Steve and I were on the Jim Baker program this last week. He's got a huge audience, and what a great opportunity to really speak truth to people. You know, the evangelical community is a natural community to turn this country around. You know, we're committed to truth. We serve the author of truth, Jesus Christ. And yet, the evangelicals have been held back. And I hate to say it, but it's a lot of these nonsense going on into their churches. You know, they hear about name it and claim it and the myth about the pre-trib rapture that we're all going to check out of here before this happens. Guys, you need to get in your Bible and learn the truth. But I've been given the privilege to speak to that audience because I'm one of them. I'm a Christian and I understand the truth. And I'm also part of the liberty movement, and I'm part of the truth movement. And to join these two together, we can take our country back. Now, there's going to be a battle, and there is going to be a new world order. The question is, will we be a remnant that escapes from the real destruction?
And by the way, this is the most dangerous thing you've ever done. You know, Chuck Norris said to you and his son about the film, we'll get ready for him to come after you, putting this film out, trying to go in and get the Christian churches moving in the right direction, like the Black Brigades in 1776, is the key to this. Yeah. And, that's, you can tell why they went after Baker and attacked him, because he's the type of guy that actually will talk about this now. And despite them trying to destroy him, he's back on his feet again and reaching tens of millions. It's a testimony of how they demonize, how they lie, and what they do. But the good news is it's got to really worry the globalists. I go back to this. The military is so awake. The police are so awake. This is going to be spectacular. I mean, this collision of forces is going to be amazing.
Well, it's going to be, Jesus said it like this. There's never been a time in history like it, nor would be again. And except the days were shortened for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. Well, Alex, when we're talking about zombies, we're talking about transhumanism, we're talking about the destruction of 90%. You and I broke the story on Deagle, and the Deagle, remember the survey? We did that on your show, and they even, Deagle put up, look, we're not a conspiracy, we're not some kind of satanic cult, we're just telling the information that we have available based on the death of the middle class how few of Americans are going to be. And do you remember what the percentage was? It was really low. In other words, we went from 330 million people, Gary,
to 60 million. And by the way, they just released some new numbers. And
let's talk about these studies they've done. Let me come back. Wow. Gary Haben and, of course, Steve Queller, our guest. Both of their new films are available at InfoWarsStore.com, Armageddon and The Unholy Sea. I want to talk some about The Unholy Sea, also get into some of the latest news, developments, Donald Trump, what we should be doing to support Donald Trump and more.
Armor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Comment. Take it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slash their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited-time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Steve Quayle. 25 years on radio, written dozens of books, a staple of Coast to Coast AM, and of course our show. He's here in studio. Gary Haven has been personally flying around. Gary pilots his own jet, or jets, to speak to groups and go on television programs to warn people because there's so much crazy stuff happening. Now, we're going to obviously have in the fourth hour a lot of the topical news and things that are happening in the world today covered. David Knight is back from a well-deserved vacation, so David Knight will be here in studio. But shifting gears into just news in general, teenagers struck by depression, the Times of London, an epidemic. And again, this modern world is not empowering people. This is being done by design. How do we reach out to young people? I mean, obviously, young people are one of our greatest assets. They're one of the most awake groups. But it's a paradox. They're also one of the most unawake groups. It's almost like there's a division. How do you reach somebody in the matrix?
Let me start with this. You know, David Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, who amassed a fortune. In today's dollars, it was over $600 billion. So he was by far the wealthiest man in the world, probably up at the level of Solomon. Well, he took his money and funded a variety of things. And one of them was the education system. And a quote from Rockefeller was that we don't want people that are thinking. We want people that are workers. And so they funded an education system that for all of these years has really taken away the ability to think clearly, to think critically from our education
system. Created robots.
Yeah. And so they've really had, they've got 100 years investing in taking away the ability for people to think as individuals. And so I think the first thing we tell our young people is, hey, step back and think. We teach them how to think critically so that they can look at the evidence that's all over them. And, you know, Alex, one of the things I'm excited about is there's so much evidence. My gosh, it's almost every day there's something in the news that there's no way to explain it except for what they want to call conspiracy. It's no longer conspiracy. It's fact. And so
sure, why would NBC News and ABC all the last few months come out? I was saying, why is it suddenly all over the news on CBS, NBC, ABC, 666, 666, you want to take a chip, you're going to get a chip. And I went, wait, the date 666 is coming up. Everything with these people is messages. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you know, the chip and the idea that you'd have to take this mark to buy or sell, you know, that was written 2,000 years ago. And guess what, guys? Here we have the technology. We have the computer system that can control zillions of contractions.
Exactly.
It is upon us.
Steve Quayle, what is the chip? What is the face scan? What is the mark of the beast?
Well, the mark of the beast, obviously, people will argue over it, but the mark of the beast, the word literally means to inscribe in the skin on the hand or in the forehead. Obviously, there's genetic tattoos. There's all sorts of subdural implants. But here's
the government's got to give you something, or you don't buy and sell.
Right, you don't buy, sell, or trade, and that's where we're going to be faced. The ultimate decision for Christians: are they going to yield and capitulate and lose their salvation? Because listen, when the day comes. By the way, the nice thing about the mark of the beast is biblically, God won't leave us without a witness. There'll be two witnesses in the book of Revelation that are saying this guy's the bad guy, and I'm talking supernatural. They'll have the power.
But those witnesses finally get killed.
Yeah, after 3.5 years, and they lie, their bodies lie in the streets of Jerusalem, and everybody gives gifts, okay? They're just happy they got rid of these two voice pieces for the God they've hated so long.
Are these two voices of truth.
But they're protected for several years.
Yeah, they're protected up until the day they die, and they're able to smite the earth with all the plagues, counter plagues. It's kind of like the Egyptian pharaoh was able to do with his dirty deeds, but then God sent his servant Moses to deliver.
And that's Newtonian physics.
Yeah, absolutely. But see, here's the thing, too. I'm looking at your headlines. Teenagers struck by depression epidemic. I would like to know two things. How many of those kids are on SSRIs, okay? How many of them are gamers? Look, I have nothing against playing video games, but if they're programming you to basically, at a certain subliminal thought, go out and go on a killing rampage, I'm against a Pokemon. Pokemon, ladies and gentlemen, pocket monsters, and the craze, that is the biggest neuro-linguistic
program. Well, they admit that you're recording everything for Google in a lot of time.
Absolutely.
And it tells you where to go to get the monster, not knowing you're documenting everything for it.
They want everybody's immediate surroundings. They want everybody's immediate friends. And like I said, it all goes into an algorithm. It goes into a matrix.
Let's talk more about the technocracy when we come back. Okay. Steve Quayle and Gary Haven, stevequayle.com. Gary Haven's here. We are the exclusive distributor for another week or so that it's in stores nationwide of Amerageddon, $5 million budget film. on a near future probable reality. Very important. You get a free bottle of colloidal silver when you get a second copy of Amerigeddon, available at InfoWarsStore.com. That helps support the broadcast. You are the InfoWars.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Steve Quayle run is our guest for a long exclusively time. Here in studio. Run you've never seen this guy
a long time.
On TV, but he's now making films. It's now going on international TV and radio broadcasts. He's here with us after 21 years interviewing him, and Gary Haven has brought him here. Very thankful for that. I've asked Gary to come in here basically whenever he wants to because he's a great co-host here with the broadcast. Now, I didn't take a lot of phone calls today. I didn't take any just because we've got so much to cover. But throughout the week, I will be taking phone calls. Donald Trump's coming to town tomorrow. We're going to have a crew out there covering that live as well. But I want people to understand something. Our reality is not what mainstream media is putting out. Obviously, that's a statement that stands on its own. And I don't know all the answers on the things we've covered here today. But they are pushing the mark of the beast. They are pushing you will take vaccines, you will take a chip. Just 10 years ago, they would say it didn't exist, or we have chips, but kooks don't like them. Now it's you will take one. And so there's this belligerence that's now being put out there that is waking a lot of people up. I see the globalists losing a lot of ground, but I guess they've got to go ahead and emerge and go to their final steps because that's their plan. And then it looks like they're going to go authoritarian and try to enforce it, again, just like the Bible states.
Absolutely. You know, it's fascinating that they're going by their script. I think God made the devil this ultimatum. You must warn them before you do it. And that's what we're seeing right now. Every signal, every policy, every action, they're telling you what they're going to do. And, Alex, there's so many people that deny that they're really following their blueprint. Look, obviously, we're seeing the Middle East war. We're seeing the Christians, the war on Christianity. We're seeing the total destabilization of nation states, etc. But the supernatural element is still what's affecting our kids, just to touch bases. Teenagers struck by depression epidemic. The only thing that's going to set them free is truth. They're already too much into the matrix. The only thing that's going to set them free is values. And, you know, when someone said, well, Common Core, you know what I said? There was a cartoon show, Tom Terrific. The bad guy in that show was Krabby Appleton, rotten to the core. It's the same thing as all public education.
They'll go 10 miles out of their way to hurt somebody when doing the right thing is right there in front of them.
Absolutely. So it's destruction by design. I used to say dumb unto death, okay? That's dumb unto death. Now it's dumb unto destruction. They've got to wait.
Well, my dad used to always sit there and explain to me. He'd say, son, there are people that would rather screw you out of a nickel than make $100 with you. They just want to screw you.
Absolutely.
And I'm thinking, really? Because, you know, I was a nice guy. My dad was nice. And got into life. It's like, wow, people really don't even really want prosperity. They just want to run everything, even if it's a pile of skulls.
The global elite, besides being Luciferians, besides being some of the most horrific entities on Earth. When I use the word entity, by the way, Alex, I mean something that's not human, okay? I want to make that clear. Or someone who has submitted their humanity to total demon possession.
Why do you think Obama always has little flies landing on him?
Well, can I tell you something? Michelle Obama, and you should have your guys look this up, was talking about his odor, okay? Now, I'll tell you why. Beelzebub in the New Testament means Lord of the Flies, okay? Lord of the Flies. So Beelzebub is another name for who? Satan.
And I mean, it's amazing, though. Almost everywhere he goes, he just flies all over the place. Well, and the media makes a joke out of that. It's true.
Well, it's just like this. There's a picture, and I can't find it. Maybe you guys can research it. But Tony Blair had, in the old days of videotape cameras, he had a reverse Polari incident. And what was on that image, Alex, was something that was a classic representation of a demon. Pointed ears.
Oh, I remember Drudge carried it.
Yeah.
And it was like on TV, and it was like ears and a demon and horns.
Yeah, and the same thing happened to Hilarious, okay? Hillary. H-E-L-L-A-R.
Well, she doesn't need that to happen. She has that weird Joker demon face. I mean, if I saw somebody in a parking lot with that face, I would go away from them.
Right, but here's the thing. And the idea of what I'm just saying about the image captured on Tony Blair was also captured on Hillary, and that was on Matt Drudge, too. But it was a Tony Blair one. If you can find it, you show it. What's happening now?
Yeah, guys, Google Tony Blair demon, but let's go further. Yeah. It was in major British newspapers, because back then I wouldn't cover this stuff. That was right before I went into Bohemian Grove, because people, you know, basically hired me to do it. I didn't even believe it was going to happen. I mean, even back then, like 1999, 2000, I was still having you on, but going, oh, come on, Steve. And and it was in the British papers that he would be possessed by the spirit of the light in the morning. His wife admitted this.
Right.
And then he would fall on the ground and flop around and get his orders. And it was in the newspapers. And then his wife was defending it.
Yeah, and they went to the Great Pyramid of Giza, remember, and spent the night there.
And Francois Mitterrand has the 666 pieces of glass for the pyramid at the Louvre.
Yep.
And dedicated it to Lucifer.
Absolutely.
That's in the newspaper.
Well, here's the deal. The war is now plain for all to see. And it's very clear, Alex, it's playing out.
No, that's not the one. It's him at a lectern, and it was weird. It was like he suddenly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yep. Well, and okay, the image you have on the screen right there a moment ago, the all-seeing eye, what's that? That's on your dollar bill on the top. But what is the critical issue about this? Lucifer was denied publicly, but worshipped individually or in secret, okay? And so now they're all open, okay? They're all open. Hollywood is overplaying their hand. And they're overplaying it because they think there will be no challenge. I've said this before. They will not write the last pages of history. God, who will act in history, is about to act. I said there's going to be something coming really quick. And I believe it's going to be, supernatural in origin that is going to rattle this country one more time. I don't know if it's a horrific earthquake. I don't know. But it's going to be something so out of their control that they're going to have to basically go on and say, well, what does this mean? and the talking heads will have no answers, and then you and I and Gary will be on saying, this is exactly what it means.
Well, all I know is there is a mocking of God, a mocking of decency, a feeling of invincibility with these people when history shows they are not invincible. So there is this hubris, this, you know, there is this arrogance to them.
Well, arrogance is always basically based on someone who thinks they're in control. But I believe that what we're seeing right now is I believe we're seeing played out before the American citizenry Hillary's programming melting down her body. They can only juice her so many times with whatever.
Oh, let me bring that up. Yeah. What is your intel or you as well, Gary? I'm going to fix that earpiece. I've seen you do it.
Thank you.
And it's not on here. We're teleprompting. Yeah. Well, it should be popping in here. I'll just cram it in there. There you go. Fix that on here. That's a teleprompter for free, folks. That's how we do it. If you're a radio listener, infowars.com/show. Is that better? Or just cram it in there. Or we'll get you a new fresher.
Okay, this is good now. It's turned.
Fantastic. What is going on with her health? Because I know she, you know, had these brain surgeries, and she was in the hospital off and on for over a year, and clearly something's going on, but she looks worse and worse every week. Is it the campaign trail? All these doctors say she looks like she has serious problems. They say it's a conspiracy theory. What do you think's going on?
Well, I think you had Steve Pachinik on, who I know personally, you know, you've known him for years in Bozeman.
Yeah, by the way, he says hi.
Tell him hi. Hey, Steve. The bottom line is a very bright man, probably one of the brightest men. You know it. I know it. We know it.
Super famous spot. Chief.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, the second most famous man to be murdered after Andrew Breitbart, remember, was Tom Clancy. And Tom Clancy.
He co-wrote books with Clancy.
Yeah, he
was. By the way, Clancy was starting to go public about the New World
Order. Yes, he was. And the thing that I think was the trigger point is when he was going to bring up the collusion between our government and the control of radical Islam, okay? Now, what's interesting to me about this is that you're seeing the fullest implementation, Alex, of the complete destruction from within. Everybody who's in, you know, let's call him the Lord of the Flies, is the Lord of the Flies administration, is bent on.
Ooh, that's a good name for it.
Yeah, let's use that. You know, because you asked me the question, and let me share this too. When you again, when you're in the world of evil spirits and true biblical deliverance, the evil spirits that come out always have seriously a smell of sulfur, and it's fascinating, or a smell of feces. Let's just be blunt. So what I find is fascinating that in so many instances of Bohemian Grove, you're told what the people do. All this stuff, it's all centered around that which.
Oh, I was asking earlier, in Skull and Bones, they're worshiping angels. They believe we're giving
fallen angels.
Fallen angels. They believe angels, eulogia, goddesses, but they do it in big pools of feces.
Right, and you know, without trying to be too overly overt in my statement. The thing is that it isn't it interesting? That represents death. Feces never represent life, okay? It represents live food that passes through your body that comes out, okay? So what we're seeing here is a total embrace of death. These people worship death. And all of us are to be the sacrifices. Our children, okay? Our grandchildren. I mean, they want to end the human line within the next several years at the latest.
And they're doing it through the vaccines that clearly have binary systems to change our DNA.
Right. But one of the other things, since I was the guy that brought out chemtrails in the first, I've always been concerned about a binary follow-up. In other words, that would be the primary spraying, but at some point they introduce some form of a virus or some form of a nanite, a nanoparticle that basically.
And by the way, they have a lot of kooks out there that misrepresent things so they can then distract everybody. But what we're saying is there's hundreds and actually thousands of patents on how to put it in the fuel. It goes out the jet engines. There are real crystals out there. You know, there are real water vapor. There's real condensation trails. We're talking about persistent ones that form these pollution clouds that have darkened the earth more than 20%, according to NASA. It's a massive geoengineering program. And then Bill and Melinda Gates come out with sponsored textbooks for kids saying, we're spraying sunscreen on the earth added to jet fuel. So they admit to kids they're doing it in major textbooks, but tell us it doesn't exist.
Well, you know, again,
Steve and I were at 45,000 feet of my jet the other day, and I had the privilege of being taught the difference between contrails and chemtrails at 45,000 feet with a man who really made it public. It's real, and you can see the difference with in front of your eyes. And of course, people now can look up at the sky and see the difference. You know, when you and I were growing up in the 60s, the sky didn't look like
totally clear. Today. 70s, 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally clear. I mean, they admit that it's dimming the earth. So what's global dimming about?
Well, global dimming, I think it's a darkness that's coming on the planet. And there's a story on Drudge today that even the monuments in Washington, D.C. are being covered in a black slime. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. What's happened to the light of the world? Jesus is the light of the world. The evangelical Christians, portions of them will still admit that Jesus is the Son of God. But in order to be friends with the world, they've denied the very Lord that saved them. And I make no bones about it. We are in this, the situation we're in and condition we're in because the Christians didn't speak up. And Alex, look, the independent voices of, I would say, investigative journalism have been calling them to task. I'm calling them to task. So we need to get them to the point. And that's what God is opening doors for you. God is opening doors for Gary Haven. God's opened doors for me.
Well, I know this. The globalists are malevolent. They admit they're out to get people. They admit the planetary government project that's 50 times bigger than the Manhattan Project was built to bring in a planetary government to reduce the human population by 89%. That's official UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, the full unedited one. I went to the UT library, got copies. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. Actual copies where they say, we're going to reintroduce human sacrifice. We're going to reintroduce games based on debasing humans. We're going to have forced population reduction. We're going to bring in a pagan world government. I mean, they say it all in the UN. That's what's so crazy. And then they have the Lucifer Trust that runs the prayer chapel at the UN building in New York.
Absolutely. And they also have robots that are designed to basically feast on human decomposing bodies that fuel them. Okay?
That's right. The Pentagon bought a bunch of those that just go around killing people and then eating them.
Yep. And that's not nonsense. You know, I wrote the whole book about it. And by the way, I'm telling people this, that if you want the true understanding of chemtrails, you've got, and this isn't a pitch for the book. This is a pitch for the CIA revelation in the book on page 241 through 248. And it's a remarkable thing. Not only do the chemtrails take us back to a different atmosphere, if you will, a very time of primordial evil, but it also alters all the frequencies and waves, and God keeps things in
the... I was about to say, they admit now what the old-timers said thousands of years ago, that the moon, obviously the sun's the main driver of climate, but then the moon, when it gets in front of the sun or in front of the Earth with the sun behind it, will block a lot of the solar rays, but not just solar, the other space rays and the other particula, the many meteorites that are coming in, I guess, by the billions every day, that forms the nuclei for rain and weather and all of it. That entire frequency system is being changed and manipulated.
Absolutely. And Gary, share about the moon rise, because that was very cool. I looked, I said, I know this is significant, but I don't have it yet. All years you've been flying, 40-plus years. Share with Alex. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah, on Thursday, we were at 45,000 feet as the evening came on, and the moon literally came out of the ground underneath us and rose. I've been flying for 40 years. I've really never noticed or seen that phenomenon. And by the way, also, that you could see the shadow of the Earth as the sun had set. And by the way, the shadow was a curvature, not a line.
Yeah, exactly. I love these crazies that say it's flat. But, you know, that shows how people mistrust the media so much that they go to the other extreme of them thinking everything's a lie.
Yeah. I tell you what, we are living in the most fascinating times.
Well, we're living in science fiction. You've got all that, you're flying around in your private jets yourself, and, you know, we're fighting the New World Order, and there's, you know, pharmacological crops that can grow thousands of different, they can grow live vaccines in crops. You know, you got spiders that are part goat, you got doors on cows now that they grow humanoids in. And I was reading about it in a technical magazine, and I talked to somebody who'd been up at MIT, but out at one of their farms. They said, yeah, it's true. You know, I was there as part of my, MIT degree at the end of it, and they took us in and showed us the cows with the doors on the sides.
You know, Steve shared with me some fascinating...
You know, they cut doors in on the sides
and just go
into the uterus and everything. Sorry, go ahead.
Steve shared some fascinating... You know, hanging out with this guy 24 hours a day is just mind-boggling. He has a friend who's actually walked in. He kind of went down that path a minute ago. But people were in... not people. Chimeras were in cages. Share that. A moment of that.
I remember you talked about this over a decade ago, and I thought you were nuts. But even though it was in publications, they had these.
Absolutely. A gentleman who was stationed in Texas, a big-time intelligence operator, he openly admitted to being an assassin. He openly admitted doing all this kind of evil stuff. But I dropped him off at the airport the last time I ever saw him alive, and he said, I want you to know this. There are secret government labs all over the country, under the ground, and he said there are human-animal hybrids. And he said the thing that even got his attention, and he said, I'm an evil man, but we're half-human-animal hybrids, and the human part of him was saying, help me, I'm a human. Alex, He broke like a dam and wept. And then I saw someone.
Well, I talked to a well-known genetic engineer, and they just told me, they said, listen, I'm not going to get into it. Go ahead.
But here's the issue. Every wonderful thing that God made. Remember when there were blue skies? I remember I used to, as an early photographer, I called them F-16 days. That's when you had the brightness, the beautiful white clouds, yeah, and you could just get a great photo. The thing is that everything that was bright now is being just distorted, turned down. Isn't it interesting? The symbols of this country are being covered in a black slime, okay? Everything is falling apart. We are going into
the CIA admittedly said they financed ugly art and ugly buildings.
Absolutely.
Things that will rot and look bad to make us feel bad.
Right, and it's all a psyop. You know, I told
they want to give vaccines that, quote, stop anxiety, but actually stops the higher order thoughts.
Right. Well, after meeting with someone who we met with over at Jim Baker's very highly placed source, you know, I said to one of your guys, I said, let's have a national kill your iPhone day. I promise you, listening to him, I'm going back to flip phones, okay?
By the way, that's what Drudge has always said. And I, even though I can use iPhone to shoot video and everything, I'm just going to use a camera. I'm done. It's gone.
Yep.
In fact, because they're horrible. They're sitting there typing, sending people stuff. It's crazy.
Right.
Why do we do this?
And my iPhone was taken over the other day. My camera turned on. And
wait, I didn't even know. I was telling you that happened to us.
Yeah, it just happened to me 2 days ago. My computers turn on when I shut them down.
That's happening to Roger Stone.
Yep.
I mean, they've announced they're just using their cyber system now to do whatever they want. They're just getting us used to it, saying, hey, we're not going to let you see any news about Hillary being sick.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
For a couple years, I put out a magazine basically at cost, and it was successful. But compared to shooting one video and it reaches 1 million people, it just wasn't feasible. Spent all my time messing with it. But one of the first magazines we came out with was a design that I came up with that I think really says it all. And it's this all-seeing eye pyramid that is jacked into the dehumanized devil's creation of a copy of what God had made, built on a pile of human skulls. This is an emergency transmission. And then we break down the end of humanity, rise of the robots. And they just tell us everywhere. All these socialist governments say, the answer to you not having a job is robots, which they admit will make you even more obsolete. And this is so obvious. Steve Quayle, and of course Gary Haven, other comments you want to impart to the listeners and viewers?
Well, we're seeing a technologically decadent society. I coined a term when I went on talk radio, technecadence, okay, technological decadence. We're seeing the fulfillment, whether people believe it or not, we're seeing the fulfillment of the words of Jesus, that they literally, the Illuminists, the elite, the globalists, want the destruction of human flesh. And not only that, they're going to power the robots with human flesh. And you know what, Alex, when you talked about the Mark of the Beast, I got to get something. You know what the very first name of the very first chip that was able to basically do all of the things that were going to be in the future? It was 20 years ago. It was called the Soul Catcher chip.
I remember.
Yep, and you and I think that was one of our first or second shows we did together 21 years ago. But what would possess, aha, good word.
Yeah, we got a wide shot so people can see this.
Yep. What would possess them to name that the Soul Catcher? Again, it's a dehumanization. This is what's at stake, ladies and gentlemen. It's not your retirement. It's not, you know, gee, where do you go on vacation next month? It's what do I do to do is be as most the most informed I can become and be as active as I can become.
And by the way, they're creating an economy where you almost have to be in their system. They plan to force everybody into it to even communicate and warn people. You've got to be part of the system, but not of it, I guess. I want to play this clip since you mentioned it. We're going to come back and talk to Gary Haven and then hand the mic over to David Knight. This is from, I think, NBC News, CBS News, ABC News. We've got them all saying your children will get microchips soon. Here it is.
You know, chances are if you have a four-legged family member at home, it's already microchipped. And if the technology exists to save Fido in an emergency, what about microchipping your child? Before you say, no way, I would never do that, hear one mom's story.
It's the longest 2 seconds of your life, and it's absolute panic.
I want my son back!
We've seen it in movies.
This is my son!
Over and
so your child's going to be safe if they just get this chip. We're not going to get into how that's all bull. And at the end of the report, they say, so soon, your child will get a chip.
Yeah, you know, they package all of this as to our benefit. And by the way, my definition of this Mark of the Beast is simply a barcode. It's pretty much the same barcode that a banana at Walmart has. And that's how they see us. They
you make yourself a commodity, a human resource.
Exactly.
They would tell you you're a human resource.
Yeah. And if people research the barcode, it begins with a 6. There's a 6 in the center to tell the reader to switch to a different set of information, and it ends on a 6. Did you know that?
I did. It's crazy. In fact, here is the end of the clip. Let's play that.
And guys, this is what we're talking about, the microchip. I don't know if you can see it in my hand. It's the size of a grain of rice, very, very small. And the expert that we spoke with actually tells us that barcodes were introduced in the late 1960s. And back then, people thought, this is way too invasive and too weird. And now barcodes are so commonplace that we don't even think about them anymore. The expert tells us this will happen sooner rather than later.
Well, again, a nice pretty blonde out there. Keep your kids safe. Take the chip. It's like Eve. Just you're going to live forever. Just take this, baby.
Yeah. Well, I won't do any blonde jokes on that, but what I will say is this, is that soft-selling death is never, ever, ever received by the people that are buying the lie.
We should make some ads to counter that show an authoritarian future. We got to have it to buy and sell, and what that's like, and what would Hitler have done with this?
Exactly. And Alex, we're at the point now where people better recognize it's no longer a conspiracy theory.
World government is here. Stay there. And the film, The Unholy Sea, available now on InfoWarsStore.com and exclusively Amerigeddon. And you can get colloidal silver free when you order the Amerigeddon second copy. Stay with us.